Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Virginia Farber. Hi, Virginia. How are we doing?
Real good, Dr. Stan. How about you?
I'm doing just fine. Well, why don't you sort of introduce yourself to our guests and our audience, and then pick up the story of the thing that you're really concerned about.
Yes. In 2008, I lost my son in a brain cancer cluster on the San Diego State University campus. And by the term cluster, I mean several people have died from brain cancer. And they were all located in the same area of campus, many of them in the same building, in the same room. And this involved a huge cell tower that is connected to the smart grid. And this is where the smart meters have been coming from. And I also investigated two other cancer clusters, one on the UC San Diego campus, which involved 15 people, 8 women with breast cancers from the year of 2000 to 2006. And that involved many women who were located in a room in the same building, the literature building on campus, and they were all next to an elevator and where all the electrical equipment was housed in the building. And then there was a cancer cluster at the Kelly Elementary School in Carlsbad, and this involved several kids with leukemias and brain tumors, and there were high-tension electrical power lines that crossed the school property and the surrounding residential areas. And we also looked into that, and there were 59 cell towers and 219 antennas within a four-mile radius of that school.
Well, now, basically, does the government or anybody recognize the fact that they are clusters and they're directly related to the use of these electricity of cell phone towers, computer towers? Is this being increasingly accepted? Does the average individual realize the danger of smartphones and all of these electronic gadgets that we're using?
Well, right now, the World Health Organization has classified anything non-ionizing radiation, this is anything wireless, as a class 2B carcinogen. And this is comparable to DDT, lead, chloroform, and asbestos. So, the government is gearing up. There are a lot of people fighting this and fighting the FCC to get their standards that are way out of date fixed.
So basically, people, at least this is being talked about in some circles, but there seems to be almost an organized effort to keep the average American from understanding the danger of many of these electronic gadgets. Is that true?
Exactly right, Dr. Stan. If anybody takes the time to read their manuals in any of your cell phones or your iPads, they tell you not to put these devices near your bodies or near your head, and that's what a lot of us are fighting, because we want to have warning labels on these devices.
But are the warning labels, I mean, are these warning labels real? Are people aware, is the average person aware of the very real danger of a smartphone or a smartphone tower?
They're not aware because in the manual, for instance, they're in very, very, very small print. And that's what we're trying to get changed.
And ladies and gentlemen, they put it in small print so you won't see it. You are in danger. You don't understand that you and suddenly your family are suddenly under attack today. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Have a question or comment? Don't be bashful. Give us a call. But Vijay is on the front lines of this, trying to get the truth out to the American people.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Virginia Farber. And basically, we're talking about the very real danger of smartphones, the real danger, suddenly, of cell phone towers and all sorts of towers, radio towers, and the impact of all this electricity on you. Incidentally, we have an excellent 4-CD set. It's called Dangerous Radiation. Dangerous Radiation. We recommend that you get this and that you copy the information and that you get it out as far and wide across America as you can. Well, Virginia, go right ahead and tell us your experiences as you tried to be part of this organized effort to get the truth out. Are you running into any opposition?
Well, of course. I think anybody doing this is going to, but we have a showing actually this Saturday night. I'm going to be in Denver. We have CPT 12, which is a the former PBS public broadcasting station in Denver is going to air Take Back Your Power, and Katie Singer will be there, and I will also be in the audience. So we'll be on TV, and they're going to re-show it this 12 times over the next few months. So if people aren't aware, they're going to be aware, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine. And so basically now, are you part of an organization? Are you work with a number of organizations?
I actually work with a number of organizations. I'm connected with a lot of people across the U.S. Mm-hmm. and in Canada. And actually, I am in contact with some people from the World Health Organization. And I've met with and talked with a lot of people from a lot of different organizations. But we're all working on this together, especially now that they've started putting smart meters on our homes, because we're now at a critical mass with this type of these dangers of these electromagnetic waves.
Why don't you tell us about the smart meters and how much of a danger smart meters are? Because most people across America have been given a smart meter. They didn't want it, but it was just automatically put on their home. What is the danger to the average individual with a smart meter on their home?
Okay, well, just for instance, I was on a phone call with Curtis Bennett. He has an environmental firm called Thermographics. And his website is thethermalguy.com, and he's been testifying both in the U.S. and in Canada. And Canada, it's their Safety Code 6, which is the same as the FCC for the United States. And he actually said that there's help coming. He said that the utilities, people need to understand that every second there are 190,000 pulses. This is because of the grid itself. And the utilities have not taken into account the pulses that are in this grid. And this is where the term the cloud comes from. So this is what we're being exposed to every second. And what he said the other day was we are being exposed to 2,592,000 pulses of full body radiation every 30 days. So this is how it's going to affect everybody. And he said, it does not matter if you opt out, because this is going to be in the atmosphere at all times. So this is how very damaging it is to our bodies. And the utilities have not taken, like I said, the emissions from the whole smart grid into account. And he said the smart meters and the grid emissions are illegal as applied. And he said that our municipalities have standards and codes, and these standards are in place, of course, to protect the population, and these will actually render our building codes useless because of these pulsing radio waves in our atmosphere. And there are real concerns because these continuous pulses will actually cause molecular earthquakes to our building materials of our homes, to our sheetrock, to our actual concrete foundations. And so he said over time, he said that a lot of these engineers will not be able to sign off on these buildings. And there's real concern over buildings in California because of the earthquake building standards. So, and he said now firemen will also be in harm's way because of the weakening of the building structures from these frequencies. So I want people to understand that, you know, it isn't just the smart meter that's on your house, which is basically a cell tower on your house. It's the actual smart grid itself that is so damaging to everything in our environment. It's going to affect the birds, the bees, and if we don't have bees, Dr. Stan, we're not going to have food.
And ladies and gentlemen, the fact that this is a very real threat is not imaginary, and it is not being brought up by the media. Suddenly, there is a grave concern. Why doesn't the media get this information out and rally the people against suddenly this excessive exposure to dangerous radiation?
This is going to damage everybody, and it's going to damage everything in our environment. And so we've got to put a stop to this, Dr. Stan. And he did. Curtis also mentioned that there will be a 100% failure rate for these smart meters and the grid, because there is no cost savings for energy whatsoever. And he said insurance companies have now stepped in, and they are starting to ask the questions, what is going on here, because they will not allow catastrophic losses. And they are now determining building damages and buildings that are being compromised by these pulsed waves. And so anyway, he said engineers, biological experts, and lawyers are now lining up. And, of course, I don't know if everybody knows on the program that these meters are not UL certified, which is another huge problem. Sask Power out of Canada is now removing 105,000 of these meters, and the city of Portland, Oregon, is now removing 70,000 just because of fires. And these meters are not UL certified. And I contacted my local utility, Dr. Stan, and they're certified by the ANSI. And if anybody looks into this, the ANSI has nothing to do with safety. And a lot of them, and where I live, and I know in California, Corax, the company who came, they have groups of men that they would bring into our cities and slap these meters up overnight. And this is who installed also in my area in Colorado. These people have little, if no experience. They're getting like 2 or 3 hours worth of training, and they're not certified electricians. And some of the fires are being caused because of these installers are installing these improperly. They're installing these while these meters are under load, and they're actually very fragile if they're under load. And so if they switch these out while these meters are under load, it's causing surges, which then lead to the fires. And so anyway, Curtis Bennett mentioned that the people within the utilities and anyone involved can and will be liable for injuries or death from these, and they can and will be held liable both civilly and in criminal court. And he mentioned that causation has been found. So he says that's exactly what law firms need to know.
Well, basically, now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Virginia, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And the average individual in America has no idea they are installing dangerous meters on literally every home in America. Do you think the people who are doing this know what they're doing and know the implications and know the danger?
Well, Dr. Stan, your audience probably knows and probably have heard about UN Agenda 21. And I've talked to a lot of these people. And, of course, if you look into UN Agenda 21, a lot of this is about population control, and I believe that this is a big part of it too. So yes, they I believe a lot of these people know exactly what they're doing, and I think we're going to be able to get them stopped.
All right. Well, of course, if you're on the front lines of this battle, and we have enough people aware of this and getting the information out, why we can actually stop it. Now, why don't you explain to our listeners what Agenda 21 is and how this fits in to this overall picture? What is Agenda 21, and why should we be concerned about it?
Well, Agenda 21 is, like I said, it's population control, and it's basically what I call it is control of the population and population control. That's basically how I say it.
Well, but basically, it's control of the number of people. They really want to eliminate most of the people in the world. And if you read their material, they are very, very straightforward. They intend simply to eliminate them by one means or another. Let's go right ahead.
Right, and we're being and of course we're being exposed to GMOs and to chemtrails, and this is just another layer of that, Dr. Stan. So we're really being hit at all angles. And, you know, this grid, I've looked into this grid, thoroughly into this grid, and the UN is a big part of it as well. For instance, the cell tower on the FDSU campus is under UNESCO, which is the United Nations Scientific and Cultural Organization. They're part of it. And then the ITU is the International Technology Union, which is also the UN. And the ICT is Information and Communication Technology, which is also the UN. And I've actually found other links to the UN. So this is exactly what's going on, Dr. Stan. And we need to get it stopped. We need to get out of the UN.
Well, I certainly agree with that. If you're out there in the listening audience and you question what Virginia is saying, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But it's vitally important that the American people begin to understand that there really are people who have a different agenda. There are not that many of them, but they're very well organized. And they control certainly the media, and as a result of that, and they control the major banks, and they control the major corporations. As a result of that, they're largely able to determine what the vast majority of the American people think and believe, and we'll be back here in just a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest is Virginia Farver. And Virginia, how can people get in touch with you, get your website, get more information on this subject? And if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, you think this is incredible, it couldn't be true. Why, if it was true, why would we be hearing about it in the media? Ladies and gentlemen, if it was true, you would not hear about it in the media because, of course, there really is a population control agenda. But, Virginia, how can people get in touch with you?
I'm sending people to either the website takebackyourpower.net or an electronicsilentspring.com. And I also wanted to mention another, there's another fabulous link that people can get onto, and it's the wirelessrighttoknow.com. And there's actually a new, there was a lot of information that just came out this week, that is on this website, and it's got some fabulous information if people want to know. And a lot of this is about Wi-Fi that's in schools as well, too, Dr. Stan. Because a lot of these schools are violating public endangerment statutes, and we're trying to get some of this changed as well. And Curtis Bennett also talked about this the other day. He said Wi-Fi is causing unintentional stimulation of tissues, which is adversely affecting students and teachers. And he said many kids, of course we knew this, they're suffering ill effects from Wi-Fi, such as headaches, depression, memory, or concentration problems. And these kids are medicated on antidepressants, and there's actually concerns now for suicide in some of these schools, Dr. Stan. So, and another issue that I think in the back of my mind is that a lot of these kids are going to be on antidepressants, and they will never be able to own a firearm in the coming years. And so anyway, this is something that needs to be addressed.
All right. Now, basically, one of the websites you mentioned was Wireless What? What was that?
WirelessRightToKnow.com.
WirelessRightToKnow.com. Yes. And so the information is there on the Internet, but people have to be concerned and willing to commit themselves to getting the information and then help us get the information out across America. So it's WirelessRightToKnow.com.
Correct. But
basically, Virginia, as you talk to people about this, when they first hear about it, are they very, very skeptical?
You know, Dr. Stan, I've done this for about 5 years now, and at first I was pretty skeptical myself, but the more and more I've looked into it, I'm thoroughly convinced, and most of the people that I talk to are as well. So this is not this is nothing that's coming out of our imaginations. It's all real. I've actually found the cell tower on the campus is called Heparin, and it stands for High Performance Wireless Research and Educational Network. And it's actually the mission control for SDG&E, which is San Diego Gas and Electric. So these people know that some people have already passed away from this incredibly powerful cell tower, which actually I found articles about it having illegal emissions in 2002. So it's not something that I've made up. I've got all of the information, and that's why I'm in the movie, because I've produced a lot of this information for these people.
And I think it's vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, that you take the time to look up the information. And Cindy, if you don't want to do all the research, let me suggest our 4-CD set, Dangerous Radiation. That's Dangerous Radiation, because we are being exposed to it, you are being exposed to it, your children, your grandchildren. And the fact that this is not mentioned by the media is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists over the media in America today. Would you say that would be a fair appraisal?
Well, Dr. Stan, yes. I actually contacted, there was a woman on Channel 10 News out of San Diego that did a commercial or a story on this Heparin cell tower and how wonderful it was because it was connected to the grid, and it was connected to all these emergency communications and this type of stuff. So I contacted her about 2 weeks ago, and I gave her the information about all three cancer clusters. And she emailed me back, and she said, this is tragic. We've got to do a story on it. And she said, I'm going to talk to my producers. And Dr. Stan, I never heard another word back.
And I think, unfortunately, that is the way things are lining up. Basically, the people who own the media do not want this information to get out. Well, Cindy, if you are out there and you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8294. But they're destroying the lives of your children and your grandchildren. They know what they're doing. And the last thing they really want is for the average American to understand what's going on. We're going to be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joy Weiland. Most of you now know why some people look like he did Miracle Food. So really is a miracle.
Remember me, you gave my job
arrangers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is Virginia Farber. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. Give us a call. But right now, let's go to Kurt, who's calling in from Monterey. Now, before, if you'd like to call us, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But Kurt, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, I've got a couple questions. I was talking to a radio engineer friend of mine back east, and he asked me to read him the strength of the signal, and I told him, and he said, oh my, that is a problem. And he said to take inside the house and put a sheet of aluminum foil between me and the meter on the inside of the house. Will that help much?
Yes, that will help, but it still doesn't help the fact that we're still being bombarded by all the other ones that are surrounding us. And therein lies the problem. And also a lot of people aren't aware of that. And anyway, and if you do get a digital analog meter, these are the ones they say that do not transmit. They actually put dirty electricity through the wiring of your home, which is also very damaging to your body. And these also cause your appliances to be short-lived, or it makes them burn out very easily. So,
Virginia, is there any relationship between this electronic radiation and cancer and susceptibility to cancer?
Oh, it's very well documented, Dr. Stan, and the government knows it, and the military knows it. So this is very, very well documented. And what this is cumulative radiation. So the more of it you get, the more damaging it becomes. So this is why we've got to get these meters off of our homes.
Okay, Kurt, did you have any other questions?
Yeah, another friend of mine was going to put lead on the inside of his house. Is that better than the aluminum foil?
Well, you know, this is the problem. I've talked with Katie Singer, and we're in talks with a lot of these experts. The problem is shielding for every home. I mean, it costs into the thousands of dollars. So you have to know what you're doing. And then there's a problem of if you shield the inside of your house, then if you have something inside of your house that will be bombarding you. So you have to be very, very careful. And I'm not an expert in that part of it, but I do know that you can purchase very good meters to test the emissions from inside your home and these meters as well.
I see. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, sir. Thank you for calling. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, do you think that this increase in the radiation is related to the fact that we're seeing a marked increase in the incidence of cancer?
Definitely, Dr. Stan, because they're seeing just for cell phones right now, Dr. Stan, there's a huge increase of brain tumors, breast cancers, because girls are putting their cell phones in their bras and in their shirt pockets. Men that put cell phones on their belts, and they're getting all kinds of cancers, testicular cancers if they put them in their pockets, young men, and they're also becoming infertile because of that.
Well, I think they can actually measure the decrease in the sperm count in people and boys who carry these cell phones on their belt. Is that correct?
Yes. What I've heard now, this has been a while ago, but I heard that there was a 50% decrease in sperm, and it also causes the sperm to have DNA damage. And it takes, what I've heard from some of these experts is it takes 3 months. If you quit using your cell phone for 3 months, it will take your body 3 months to reproduce healthy sperm again. So this will be damaging DNA effects that will go down from generation to generation. And this is what they're afraid of, because it could last for a long time. And this could possibly kill a lot of people, and our cancer rates have skyrocketed.
And ladies and gentlemen, it's amazing that this is very real. I mean, these are all measurable. They can actually measure the decline in the sperm count. And yet you're not going to hear about this at all, because the media is controlled and our reality is controlled. Well, we have Helen calling from New York, and as soon as she's passed through, why, I will go ahead and put her on. Our telephone number, though, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Helen, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I was just saying that the other day I was watching the television, and there was a man came on, and they were commenting about how wonderful this is, and they called it, I don't know what they really called it, he called it a smart watch. And this watch also is a GPS. I think that's what they call these that you use on the road, right? GPS or something?
Yes. Where
they track you?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, everything's in this watch. It you can tell it telephone and all kinds of different things going on. I wonder if this lady happens to know about this. It's
There's a lot of stuff coming out, Dr. Stan. They even have what's called smart pajamas for little kids that will have wireless capabilities to so kids can hear stories and that type of thing. We've got to start being very careful with this stuff. And you know, Dr. Stan, I don't have a cell phone. I haven't owned one since 2008, and I am so glad I don't have one. And I have even traveled without one. And these things are tracking everything we're doing. Anything with the word smart on it, I avoid. And the TVs have cameras in them, the new smart TVs. The new smart appliances have all these same capabilities, and it's all for tracking.
Okay, anything else you'd like to say?
No, I just wondered if this is something just like a phone, because they said if you want to track where you're at, just press a certain button, and it's about
it's all about worldwide. That's what it's about.
Well, I tell you, I share your concern, and I think that there's just too many electronics. Putting this into a watch, it means you're getting constantly radiated.
Right. The price was about $349 or something like that.
Right.
Expecting to make millions of them.
To kill yourself, basically, is how I say that.
I thought you might want to know about this.
Right.
I appreciate you calling, Helen.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And right now we have Kurt calling back again from Monterey. Kurt, did you have another question or comment?
Yes, I had a comment. Yeah, there's a friend of mine who's going in for a procedure on his heart. He's remarkably fit. I mean, incredibly fit. And his pulse is normally between 50 and 60. And it's suddenly running away to 140. And the doctor said, you know, we don't know yet, but we're speculating. Stop carrying your phone in your shirt pocket.
Really? Well, that's it. Probably is excellent advice. Whether that's responsible, but it certainly could be responsible for that.
Dr. Ben, I actually had a Colorado representative when I was talking with him on the phone. He said that he was putting his cell phone in his shirt pocket a couple of years ago and realized he was having breathing problems, and he took it out and realized it went away. And also, that's in the movie, Take Back Your Power. There's a gentleman that had his smart meter. He actually opted out, and his neighbor's smart meter set his pacemaker off 5 different times. So these things are very dangerous, Dr. Stan, and we've got to stop this stuff. And it's causing all kinds of deaths. I wouldn't doubt that there's millions of deaths from this wireless technology.
And I certainly would concur with you. I'd share your concern. Anything else you wanted to say, Kurt, before we let you go?
Yeah, there was one more statement the doctor had said to my friend. He said that the problem with the heart taking off is it's some kind of electrical problem in the heart. And there, the doctors, you know, talking to themselves privately, the heart doctor, are concerned that the electrical impulses from the phone are changing the body's electricity and causing the problems with the heart.
I think that's a very real possibility. But the fact that the average person doesn't understand what is going on or the danger that they or their family are exposed to simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. Anything else you wanted to say, Kurt, before we let you go?
Oh, just an odd comment. I remembered, you know, the pirate radio, if you've seen or heard of that movie, where they had the radio stations on ships at the 3-mile limit off England, bombarding it with black music and rock and roll, which the BBC would not play. One of the DJs told me that they used to go out on deck with fluorescent tubes and play sword fights with them, because they'd light up on the deck just being near the radio tower.
Well, and this is the problem, too, because we've got so many cell phones now, and every time they up from 3G to 4G to whatever they end up going, that means that all the cell towers that we're being irradiated with are also going up in power strength. So this is another reason I don't have a cell phone. And for instance, the one cell tower on that SDSU campus in 2002 could transmit up to 72 miles out to San Clemente Island and almost to the Arizona border. And as of 2006, it was over almost 100 miles. So this is just one cell tower, and I can imagine we're completely engulfed in this stuff, Dr. Stan.
I share your concern. Okay, anything else, Kurt, before we let you go?
No, thank you.
Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. This is not an imaginary problem. It's very real. We have an excellent 4-CD set entitled Dangerous Radiation. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment, because Sydney, Virginia is spending full time working on this and trying to get the truth out about what's going on. And there's an organized, orchestrated, coordinated effort by the people who control the media to conceal the truth from the American public. Well, Virginia, why don't you just go ahead? We've got about 5 minutes more, 6 minutes more. Why don't you go ahead and summarize what you think and certainly what needs to be done?
Okay, Dr. Stan, first off, if anybody, I want people to start researching this if they can. And if you find any sites that say that this stuff is not dangerous, all you have to do is to find out who funded that study or basically follow the money. And then also, we need to get parents involved with this and contact teachers, school administrators, and school boards and ask that they ask for or demand that they follow the precautionary principle, which is to do no harm to our children. Because if we don't do this, we're going to have huge risks to our children's lives. And I'm just trying to get the message out because going through this, I wouldn't wish this on anyone.
And basically, what about the families of the other people in these clusters where the people have died just in clusters of brain cancer because of their proximity to the radiation? Have you had a chance to talk to someone?
Dr. Stan, a lot of this, I actually met with a lot of the professors on the SDSU campus, and I said, if I could get the media, would you guys speak? And all of a sudden, they just went quiet. They're afraid for their jobs, Dr. Stan. They're afraid for their lives. And what's happened is these schools, all three of these schools had epidemiology reports written. And once these reports were written, all investigations stopped. So, and at Kelly Elementary School, I do know that the parents were very upset over this because the schools would not do toxicology studies. And that's exactly what needed to be done. And this is how these school districts are getting away with not keeping our kids safe. Our kids, we should demand that our kids are on these campuses and any of these schools that are completely clear of Wi-Fi. There should not be any children that have a cell phone. There are no kids that need a cell phone, Dr. Stan. And a lot of people think that they need to have them for safety reasons and safety precautions, but you can live without these. And there are other people and there's other ways to get through if there are emergencies.
I certainly concur with you. I did not carry a cell phone because I share your concern about what's going on today. Well, basically, of course, this is a major problem, and certainly we don't cover it as much as we probably should, but we do have this 4-CD set, Dangerous Radiation, and it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You have our permission to copy this and to distribute it far and wide. We need for people to understand the very real danger they face certainly from their cell phone, from their smart meter, from their cordless computers, from so many of the things that are going on. But basically, of course, the smart meters on their home is one of the greatest dangers. And they're putting this on without the people's permission. And is there anything that people can do if they have a smart meter on their home?
Well, Dr. Stan, that's what we're working on right now. We're just trying to get the public educated on this. and trying to get a lot of people that are going to, you know, help in this fight. And I want people to understand, even insurance underwriters, for instance, AM Best, RE Swift, and Lloyd's of London, these are all underwriters for insurance companies, and they will not insure the wireless industry. They know there's a problem, Dr. Stan, and they know that these are killing, this wireless industry is killing a lot of people, and they're making a lot of people sick. So we've got to get this stopped. And we've got to get these people to quit using this technology and becoming so dependent upon it. So this is what we've got to do, Dr. Stan.
But what can we do other than what you are doing now and just talking about it?
Well,
is there any way we can get city councils? You mentioned certainly that some cities and areas are actually removing the smart meters.
Yes, we just need to talk to our city council members. We need, like I said, we need to get parents to go to the school board and to talk to teachers and administrators and say, we do not want Wi-Fi in our school. Wi-Fi has not been proven harmless, and neither have iPads, neither have cell phones. None of this has been, and in my view, Dr. Stan, anything that has not been proven safe should never be installed in our schools.
Well, I certainly concur. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there, don't just simply ignore what you've heard this evening. Look into it, and certainly, once again, that website you refer people to?
The electronicsilentspring.com or takebackyourpower.net.
Okay. If you're out there in the listening audience, get this information and help us get it disseminated across America. Your health, the health of your family, and health of other people's children are at stake today. Thank you very much for being with us, Virginia.
Thank you.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we really need your help to reach people out all across America with the truth that they're not going to get from the regular media, because the media is controlled. Certainly the banking is controlled. The major corporations are controlled by a small group that I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Not an imaginary group, a very real group. Works at the Council on Foreign Relations. How do I know about them? I've been to their headquarters on several occasions. I've been through their secret files, the files that nobody else had been through. The files were 50 years old, and suddenly the first time that they people had ever allowed to read them, and that was some back about 1980. When I was trying to learn more about this and get information out. And of course, as a result of my research, I did write my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and I hope that you'll want to get the book and get it to other people so they can begin to understand what we are really up against. The most wealthy and powerful people in the world, the people who start the wars, the people who certainly are responsible for so much of what's going on in the world. They kill people. If you don't believe that, they get congressmen. If you are a congressman, you try to do the right thing. Why, they will come after you. Jim Trafficant tried to do the right thing. They trumped up charges and put him in prison. They did the same thing with George Hansen. These people are truly diabolical. They know exactly what they're doing, but the average individual doesn't even really understand what's going on today. And so you need to help us get the information out. Only you can do it. All right. And certainly you need to go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And certainly we look at all the books that we have, 4 CD sets, the other information, and then certainly get as much of this as you can afford. Get other people to read it. You can watch our DVDs at our website. You can listen to our radio programs. You can certainly read our newsletters going back to the mid-1990s. And certainly there's a wealth of information there. You won't be able to get it from other sources. And then, of course, we hope that you will tell others and encourage them to become involved in this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. The things that are going on today are going to end one of two ways. Either we will expose these people, or God will intervene. But basically what we need to do is to get the information out as far and wide as we can and let people understand there is a subversive group that controls America. They control both political parties, and they are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. They're ready to plunge us into a war over in the Middle East today. If you listen to President Obama's speech today, he was talking how we're going to have to fight this terrorist movement. He never mentions that we finance this terrorist movement. Aaron Klein, look up Aaron Klein. Aaron Klein writes for WorldNet Daily. And he wrote just in an article pointing out that 2 years ago, why suddenly the U.S. military, suddenly the U.S. Intelligence agencies, were actually financing and training this ISI movement. Let me repeat that. Suddenly, 2 years ago, Aaron Klein wrote, you can check this out, the military was actually training and financing this ISI movement that now we're going to go to war with. It's all phony, ladies and gentlemen, like World War II. World War II, so we financed the Germans all during the war, and if you don't believe that, you need to get our 4 CD set, The War Against the Jews, and then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, but please pray for our ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and I'm bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Holly Swanson, who has written a book called A Training for Treason, and basically she goes into the background of the movement. It has to do certainly with sustainable development. Holly, I want you to introduce yourself and tell our listeners about what you found as you studied Agenda 21 in this effort to transform our society from a free society into a controlled dictatorship under the guise of maintaining the proper environment.
Oh, yes. Well, good evening, and I'm delighted to join you. And the name of the book, again, is Training for Treason, The Harmful Agenda Behind Education for Sustainability. And over the last many, many years, I have been tracking the undisclosed political agenda of the environmental, now green, movement. That's how it all started about 20 years ago. And currently, I am focused on the Education for Sustainability movement, which is an arm of the environmental, as I said, now green movement. And what's so very important to understand about Education for Sustainability is that this program has been being built and pushed into our schools since the 1993, and it has infiltrated through public education. And the goal of Education for Sustainability is so important to understand. The goal of this program is to change the cultural, the religious, the social, the economic, and the political structure, meaning our form of government. It's supposed to change the political structure of our nation, and essentially by using public education as a tool to politically indoctrinate, brainwash, train America's children to align with a political agenda that mirrors Green Party goals and communism. And this is what people need to understand about the Education for Sustainability movement. The agenda of this movement mirrors Green Party goals, and Green Party goals mirror communism. So we have a partisan one-party ideology being taught in many of our schools across the nation now. It is not completely done. There is still time that we can turn this around, but it is a very serious issue because this movement, the Education for Sustainability movement, is drastically altering
the curriculum in our schools to impose this agenda on our children. And it's from preschool right on through university. These programs are very, very intense and designed to change our children's values.
And I think it's very hard for people to believe that they would actually be teaching a communist philosophy in our schools. But that really is what's going on, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it is hard to believe, but it is true.
Now, basically, how did this philosophy, this idea get into our schools? When did it start? And how is the environmental movement being utilized to foment this this communist concept? And basically, of course, what do you mean when you speak of communism? Certainly, it's not going to create an equal society where everybody shares things together. Basically, it's all about power. A small group of people will control literally everything. Would that be a fair estimate?
Yes. That communism is not a pretty thing.
Okay, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment with our special guest, Holly Swanson.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Holly is simply pointing out how they are using certainly this so-called threat to the environment to justify increasing the power of government and actually establishing a power elite that will rule the world, but will distribute the goods equally among people so that no one group will have them all. Well, basically, what they're really going to end up is one group is going to control everything. And that's why suddenly the people over in Russia are solidly behind what's going on, because they've been working in hand and glove for the better part of a century with people here in America who finance communists in Russia. So we focus our attention on the threat from overseas without realizing the real subversive movement moving us towards a dictatorship in America is right here at home. And they're suddenly undermining the very foundations of our Constitution and substituting for it in the name of preserving the environment an all regulatory and powerful movement. Go right ahead.
And that is very, very accurate. And the idea of this building a sustainable future, the idea of building a sustainable future would lead many, including students and teachers and others that have been victimized by this movement, would lead people to believe you're building a sustainable future, something off in the future, when in reality, the children are being indoctrinated, brainwashed, and trained in the present to adopt a mindset that mirrors Green Party goals and communism. And this is what Education for Sustainability, the Education for Sustainability movement, the programs are designed to do. They are designed to line all of our children's thinking up the same, that all these green ideas, all these sustainability ideas, all of these ideas that line up with Green Party goals and communism are the only way to save the earth. So we end up having our children think the same, therefore they will adopt the goals of this one party, this one movement that mirrors communism, and then basically you have blind followers. Our children are being victimized, and students in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s. This is something that has been going on a long time. And the idea of promoting this idea that we're going to take care of everybody is because it is a very emotionally charged issue. We all care about people. We all care about the environment. We're willing to do our share where there's a legitimate need. We want to help people. We did not earn the notoriety of give you the shirt off your back to help people as Americans for no reason. And this is how the Greens are playing on our heartstrings to, instead of steps to a healthy environment and making distinctions, we're being coerced as a nation into an agenda that mirrors Green Party goals and communism under the guise of environmental protection. There is no concern for the environment, as far as I can see, when you're indoctrinating children. If you care about the environment, you care about creatures, then you would care about free thought, and you sure would care about the children. So this is a political movement. It's not an educational movement. It's a political movement, not an environmental movement. And that's why we need to start looking at this as communism, as the onset of world communism that has been around for years and years and years. The goal is the same. The tactics are just a little bit different.
And so tell us about your book. What is your book? What is the message of your book?
Well, the book is Training for Treason, and it is the harmful agenda behind Education for Sustainability. And it is all about what Education for Sustainability stands for, what it means, exactly how these ideas are being taught in our schools. For instance, allow me to give you one example. The idea that man is part of nature is one of the central themes of the Education for Sustainability movement. The idea is everybody needs to understand that man is part of nature. Not having dominion over nature, man is part of nature. This is very important because this is a central theme in Education for Sustainability. Man is part of nature is also the number two goal, the number two point on the Communist Manifesto that was written back in 1933. In other words, man is part of nature is a humanist ideology. The humanist ideology is that God does not exist. Therefore, when the goal is to change the religious face of our nation, change the cultural, religious, social, economic, and political structure, this is how this subversive movement intends to go into the classroom and teach atheism, teach humanism as part of the curriculum. and this is already happening. So what the book details essentially is what education for sustainability is, how it is political, how it mirrors Green Party goals and communism, and that our children are in harm's way, and we have absolutely got to stop the political indoctrination of our children, because free thought, individual freedom, and the democratic process is on the line. If we lose our children, we lose our nation, and this is why the Greens have gone to school to control and seize control of our children's hearts. And
I think it's so vitally important that people understand that they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools without any justification. It had nothing to do with the Constitution. It was done suddenly when the Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court by majorities of 5-4 to 6-3. And the Masons certainly worship a different God. But you're never going to hear this discussed in the major media any more than you're going to see any of our major religious organizations launching a countersuit what we have, taking God and prayer out of our schools, is the antithesis of America. America was founded as a Christian nation over and over again. Our leaders talked about that. Those will not be ruled by God, will be ruled by tyrants. Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, they all talked about the Christian foundation of this nation. Then how did they change it? Why, very, very simply, they control the media, and once the Supreme Court had made a faulty decision, nobody has ever had the opportunity or has been allowed to counter that with another lawsuit. And if they did, why, they challenged, certainly there was no basis for the original lawsuit, and basically if it was ever challenged, it would be thrown out. But we're not doing that. What we want to do is destroy the faith of our children, and they're doing a pretty good job of it, aren't they?
Well, unfortunately, especially when children, young children, operate on emotion, and the whole idea of Earth Day every day, of putting this concentration on the environment in the classroom, the concentration on the environment, it has basically saturated our schools, and it is not healthy to have that level of fear on children's hearts and minds on a regular basis, but it has permeated lesson plans where you have this man as part of nature throughout, whether it be in elementary school or right on up through college, and whether it be a climate change, climate warming, whatever issue it might be, or whether it's an endangered species issue. The kids are focused on this, and when you have the grades dropping and you have students dropping out of school at the rate that has been going on, then you really have to question the quality of education in our schools, and we need to get back to a quality education and get away from all this political indoctrination. It is grossly unfair to our teachers as well as to our students, and yes, the Greens have done a tremendous job starting out with environmental education and then environmental literacy and education for sustainability, of basically hijacking public education. And that's why we've got to take it back. We've got to save free thought, and we've got to preserve children's individual freedom.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But destroying the Christian foundation of America was an important part of this whole effort to indoctrinate our youth in the environmentalism. Would that be a fair estimate?
Well, absolutely. The target going back to our school, going back to the schools and going back to the original idea and strategy of the green movement, environmental movement, was definitely to go create, even work with the churches, to create a new theology. And the bottom line of that new theology is focus on the creation. Shift the focus to creation and away from the creator. Now, this is a strategic plan, and it has been working very well. And in part of writing Training for Treason is to help clarify this to people so that we can all be on the same page. Because the Greens know exactly what they're doing, and they're hoodwinking the American people. So if you read Training for Treason, you can start again making distinctions between sound steps to a healthy environment and being coerced into green communism under the guise of environmental protection. So this idea of shifting the focus from creator to creation and the man as part of nature theme of education for sustainability needs to be understood by all, because the goal to debate, to change the religious base, the foundation upon which this nation was built, as you were just mentioning, Dr. Stan, is the idea to change the nation. If you take away those founding principles and you take away that belief system, then you no longer have the America that the founding fathers created, and therefore you will no longer have the America we enjoy and live and cherish in today. So we have to, if we intend to have this country in the future, we have to pass those values down on to America's children, or everything else we do will be for naught.
I think you're absolutely right. Our guest is Holly Swanson. A Training for Treason is her book. But you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, there's been an orchestrated effort to destroy the faith of our children. It has nothing to do with the Constitution. But where is the outcry from our churches? What we need to do, of course, is get our kids out of public education. If you love your children, why should they put them in a private school or in a charter school? But you must understand there is a conspiracy against God. It's operating at the highest levels of our society, in fact, all throughout the world. That's what communism's all about, destruction of belief in the God of the Bible. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Holly Swanson. We have Joe on the line from Idaho. And Joe Sidney thinks that we ought to just close down the public schools because they're corrupt, and we agree with him. But there's no way practically it's going to happen. And Sidney, Holly was simply, incidentally, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Sidney, Holly was simply responding to Joe, and that we all see the same problem. What we need is a spiritual revival in America. If that doesn't come, why we're going to lose this country. Go right ahead, Holly.
I was just going to say, Joe, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, terrific. I was just going to say that one of the things that we have seen is as people are understanding that this, through Training for Treason, what is happening in the schools, people are coming together, and they're coming together for their children and for standing up for what's right as far as basically for our country, for our children not being indoctrinated. And if we can bring people together on this level and we can start cleaning up our schools, it is a daunting task, but I believe it can be done. And we can abolish the Department of Education in the long run, which would help immensely. But my point is that if we come together, people are understanding the humanist part in the classroom, and this is bringing people forward, parents and others forward. And so my hope is that although we have a lot of challenges, I believe we can make some headway, and I believe this has been revealed for a reason, and I believe we need to do everything we can. So if there's anything we can do to help you, you probably have your kids in homeschool or private school, but if there's anything up in Idaho we can do to help you, you know, please give email us at greenout@earthlink.net. That's greenout, G-R-E-E-N-O-U-T, @earthlink.net, and we'll see what we can do to help.
Anything else, Joe, you'd like to say before we let you go?
Well, I would encourage all government school teachers who may feel some trepidation against standing up and standing for the truth. I know they're out there. There's a lot of good teachers. There are some evil ones, and there's some that just go in for a paycheck. But I want all the good teachers. We need the good teachers to stand up against the NEA and all the bureaucracy and the junk and have courage. And we need more than one or two at a time. We need you, a bunch of them, to just stand up against this stuff.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And we need to help them.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much, Joe. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Sidney, Holly, how can people get copies of your book?
Well, if you grab a pencil, I'll give you an 800 number, a book order line, and that is 877-715-5481. Let me give that to you again. It's 877-715-5481. The book is $20, and that's the book order line. Give us a call, or you can get the book from Amazon.
And once again, the title?
Is Training for Treason.
Training for Treason. And basically, this is what's going on in our schools today. We have students who are being trained for treason, and they don't even understand what's going on.
No, they have no idea. These young people have been literally targeted by this political movement, and are being trained by this political movement, not to their benefit, but to serve this movement. And it's unconscionable, but it is what's going on in our schools right now. It is not a completely done deal. We have time. We can turn it around, but we all have to work together.
Amen to that. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there and listen to the program and you agree, maybe you disagree, why, this is the time to speak out. But basically, America is under attack, not from without. We're suddenly with the terrorists over there, you must understand that we financed and trained this ISIL movement over in the Middle East. And basically, read Aaron Klein. Just look up Aaron Klein, who writes for WorldNet Daily. And he has actually written about how our own military and our special forces trained this group. And now we're sending our forces over there to fight the group. Why would you do that? Well, the same reason we financed the North Vietnamese or financed the South Vietnamese during the Vietnam War and killed 58,000 Americans. Or we financed the Nazi movement directly and indirectly all during the Second World War. You've got to have an enemy to have a war. And Sydney, these wars killed an awful lot of people. The next one, I fear, which we're on the brink of, is going to kill even more people. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, our guest this evening is Holly Swanson. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, give us a call at 1-888 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I think this is a very important subject. How about we have Ron calling from Washington State. Ron is a teacher. Ron, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, Mrs. Swanson brings up a point that I've noticed, but of course, this is just one of many that's being promoted in our schools that are very antagonistic towards the foundational principles of this country. Uh-huh. Our textbooks have been sanitized from all Christian influence, and it's pretty nauseating when you know some of the background of what happened, and you don't see it there.
So are you talking about just history books, or?
They're pushing feminism. You know, girls can do anything, and they want the gals. They don't want them as housewives and mothers. They want the kids. They don't want you to have kids, and if you do have kids, hand them over to the state. That's a philosophy, it seems to me, of the of this entire indoctrination system. They're pushing now for early childhood indoctrination. Mm-hmm. They push the sexual anarchy, of course, using the courts to intimidate the school districts. They've sanitized our history of its Christian influence. And they're literally humanist seminaries today. And you brought up another aspect of it, this green. You see the anti-bullying, we've got to tolerate, you know, we will tolerate anything except something that contradicts the latest party line. Well, I tell you, I have to be a little discreet when I teach. I've gotten in trouble before.
That's an interesting complete contradiction. In other words, the bullying, don't tolerate that, but yet students are bullied literally into these green values and these sustainable values and behaviors. It's definitely a contradiction.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. But they push no bullying. But the people who are pushing this are some of the biggest bullies around.
Hmm.
And it's they're pushing sexual anarchy all the time. These gay straight alliances. Nothing gay about some of that activity. It's just a euphemism for hedonism. Is all it is. Totally unbridled hedonism.
But basically, Devon, it all has to do with the destruction of Christian values and moral values. Basically, if you destroy the morality of a nation and the Christian values of a nation, you destroy that nation.
Oh, yes, and I commend you. I haven't got your book. I got to get your book. But just to see your take on it. But I can just assure you, you're spot on.
Thank you.
Things are not good. The kids are great, despite all the race-baiting propaganda that the media puts out, Hollywood. The kids get along great with each other. As I teach a very diverse mix of kids, and the kids are great. They would make wonderful patriots if we would teach them that way. We
exactly.
just don't do it. And it's our tax money. We are subsidizing our own demise.
Absolutely. And the social agenda that you're talking about, whether it be sexual through the feminism or the gay straight alliance or the lack of respect for this nation or Christianity, that is, as we have been talking about, rampant where you're teaching. It's there.
Well, it's certainly there with the textbooks. I guarantee you that.
Okay.
And it's with this Common Core, they're going to script everything. And you can't depart from script, and they're going to have these master teachers to watch and make sure you don't. You can't embellish anything. It's in a way, it's pretty easy for me when they start talking about something like the Pilgrims and the Puritans. It's very easy to start getting at biblical themes very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you know the background, what the Church of England? Why did they separate from the Church of Rome? What was what happens? What do they base their tenets of belief on? Why did these Puritans get upset with why they tried to purify the Church of England? Why the Pilgrims become separatists? Because they figured it was just probably a useless cause pushing against the bureaucracy, that they wanted to have their own beliefs and be a little bit more biblically biblically based and biblically consistent than that they were finding in the Church of England become too bureaucratic. And that was kind of the foundation of our own religious liberty. Now we're going to have government worship as our unofficial state religion. That's what it seems to me.
Well, the idea of what struck me when you were just speaking is that in one of the Earth Day publications, one of the things that they were talking to students about and encouraging was more government control, more government laws, more regulations to save the environment. That's one of the things that this particular publication was encouraging, which goes hand in glove with what you just said.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're morphing from the divine right of kings to the divine right of bureaucrats.
That's a good way to say it.
That's a very scary, very scary prospect. I worked for the federal government in the past. And some of the things I did, as I look back, were not particularly divinely inspired. Nor do I think some of the people running us are probably totally contrary to some divine inspiration. One of the things that troubled me, however, one of the assignments, I substitute all over the place, all sorts of different grades. One of the assignments I had was to the kids to write out their hero, name a hero. So they didn't name Nathan Hale. They didn't name, Robert E. Lee or Rosa Parks or anybody like that. It's Spider-Man and the Green Hornet, all these fictitious Hollywood weirdos.
Oh, my.
Which, I use those terms, so why'd you pick Hollywood weirdos? Mm-hmm. Why didn't you pick Audie Murphy or somebody like that? Or Butch O'Hare or somebody, either in war or, pioneers.
Are they in the history book?
Well, these are kids just for themselves, they thought, what their heroes were. Their heroes were these fictitious Holly weirdo...
Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man, these mythical characters. They weren't real people.
Mm.
And that's one of the things I noticed.
That's very interesting.
That's the influence of the culture.
Okay, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Ron, is there everything else you wanted to say?
Well, what state are you?
I'm in Oregon.
I'm just north of you.
Well, I'll tell you what. I would like to talk with you further if you would email greenout@earthlink.net. That's greenout at earthlink.net, because there's some things going on in Washington and maybe some things that we can do.
Yeah,
are you
in the Willamette Valley or Portland or?
No. In the south of Eugene.
Oh, in the south. Eugene is just that's the belly of the beast right there.
Okay, fine. Well, anything else, Ron, before we let you go?
I'll get a hold of you. Thank you, Dr. Stan, for having Holly on.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, but basically, we have a subversive element that's taken over our educational program. Would you agree with that, Holly?
Oh, there's definitely. The Education for Sustainability movement, coupled with the green movement and environmental education, definitely has ulterior motives. It's definitely subversive. It's definitely promoting one political ideology of one political party, Green Party goals and communism in our schools.
And I think that people really don't understand they're teaching communism in our schools. And basically, what is communism? Why, it's the centralization of power with government. And suddenly, it has nothing to do with dividing things up. It has to do with undermining our Constitution, suddenly increasing the power of government. Our Constitution, its secret is the fact that it limits the power of government so men could be free. Suddenly, what's going on today is to increase the power of government so that we can protect ourselves from the destruction of our environment. Would that be a fair estimate?
Well, I'll tell you, the environment is the ultimate weapon, because it is being used in a manner that has nothing to do with environment. It's all about fear-mongering and fear of environmental ruin, and this is a huge element to manipulate students to buy into this whole agenda. And unfortunately, you know, as I said earlier, our teachers have been victimized, just like students, the American people. There's a supreme violation of the public trust out there because there's so much manipulation going on behind the scenes of the facts, of the information. And that information needs to get out there, but so much of our press does not get that information out there. And, you know, when you were talking earlier about Mikhail Gorbachev, maybe not in this particular segment, but one of the things when you're talking about communism is to understand how our children are being led down this path. And, for instance, Mikhail Gorbachev is the co-author of the document called the Earth Charter, which is a document designed. It's 54 sub-principles, 16 main principles. It's designed basically to become an international treaty to supplant the U.S. Constitution. How would you gain support for anything such as that? Well, this document has been selected as a teaching tool to teach our children sustainability principles. Now, when you bring that right up to where does it line up with communism, let me read you one of the goals of the primary fundamental statement from the Earth Charter, that it is designed to be a common standard by which a common standard for building a sustainable future, a common standard by which, let me quote, the conduct of all individuals, organizations, businesses, governments, and transnational institutions is to be guided and assessed. The conduct of all individuals, organizations, businesses, and governments is to be guided and assessed. In other words, the Earth Charter is supposed to be the tool upon which the conduct of individuals, businesses, and organizations, and governments is to be guided and assessed. That's not freedom. If you're going to be guided and assessed, you've got to be monitored. If you are monitored, then your behavior can be guided and your behavior can be assessed. We need to understand where this is going. It is a control. It is teaching our children to accept this level of control over their lives because they intend to institute this level of control over all our lives. And when I say they, I am referring specifically to the Green Movement, the environmental now Green Movement, and the arm of the Green Movement, which is the Education for Sustainability Movement. They work hand in glove. The idea is to politically indoctrinate American children to buy in to an agenda that mirrors Green Party goals and communism and literally submit to this level of control over their lives.
But I think people have to remember who Gorbachev was. He was the dictator of Russia, and supposedly when Russia broke up, why he came to the United States, he was lauded and applauded. He attended all these international meetings. I mean, people with Henry Kissinger and Brzezinski and the Rockefellers, all the wealthiest people in America are backing Gorbachev and his Earth Charter. Why are they doing that? Because, of course, the whole function of the Earth Charter is to centralize power in government, and these people control the government. Would that be a fair assessment?
Well, when you look at Beth, while you're speaking and you're running the list of those involved, you also have the State of the World Forum, of which Ted Turner and others have been involved, and you have a ongoing list of social elite and movie stars that have gotten on board with Gorbachev for one reason or another, and this is being used, for example. I do not know if he's still involved with Mikhail Gorbachev, but when Mikhail Gorbachev had Global Green out of San Diego, he had his organization down there, Leonardo DiCaprio was very involved in promoting the idea of the Earth Charter. And maybe Leonardo DiCaprio had no idea what he was doing. Maybe he did know. But the idea of courting the movie stars, because you get movie stars on board, and then that is just kind of like Ron was talking about Spider-Man. You bring the movie stars on board, and that influences young people. And so it just kind of goes right down the line. And as you said, Gorbachev was embraced. He was held up, propped up with his new idea of Green Cross International, very interestingly, Green Cross International. And, you know, Gorbachev right now is, I believe his headquarters are in Massachusetts now, but the Earth Charter itself is going strong.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And there is a massive subversive movement operating at the highest level of our government, and most people really have no idea how this all fits together. But it fits together very, very simply. You simply negate our Constitution in the name of fighting the environmental problems while you centralize power in government, and step by step, you increase the power of government over every aspect of our lives.
And that's very succinctly put, and that's very accurate. That's exactly how the environmental movement is using the environmental cause for political reasons, not to protect the environment.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. This is a vitally important issue. Once again, it's training for treason. That's training for treason. Is that correct?
That's it. Training for treason, because that's exactly what they're doing.
And how can people get the book?
Again, let me give you an 800 number. Grab a pencil. It's 877-715-5481. Let me repeat it. 877-715-5481. Or you can call Amazon and order it online, either one. Give us a call. Call them. And, you know, I was just thinking that when we were talking about Mikhail Gorbachev, when I was saying that the Earth Charter is going strong, it doesn't mean it can't be stopped. It just means we need to be aware of where it is and the groups that are endorsing it.
And Chris's book has been out for 2 years. It's been well received all across the nation. And the fact that most of you have never heard of this is simply because of the degree of control of the media. If you want to know how they control the media, you need to get the book. The New Media Monopoly, the New Media Monopoly, written by a left-wing professor. But it's vitally important. You need to get my book. It's in the Brotherhood of Darkness. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Holly, anything else you'd like to cover?
Just that when...
Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us financially as we reach out 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, in an effort to educate people about what's really going on and the fact that so much of what you have are taught, so much of what you learned in school, so much of what you read in the newspaper today just is not true. And so basically, we do hope that many of you out there will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, contribute to our effort, and you do that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war today. Now, we do hope many of you go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can actually certainly watch the DVDs, many of them we've made. You can certainly listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day and archived going back 6 weeks. But and then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there certainly will read our newsletters going back many, many years. Read our treatise on the population control agenda. The population control agenda, because there really is suddenly a population control agenda, and they intend to kill off the majority of the people in the world. And people say that's crazy talk. Nobody in their right mind would want to kill off the majority of the people in the world. And you're absolutely right. Nobody in their right mind would do this, but we're not dealing with people in their right mind. We're dealing with people who have a different worldview because they worship a different God. And until you understand that there are powerful subversive forces and spiritual forces working behind the scenes, until you understand that communism is satanic, this movement has been around going back thousands of years to create a world government, but we are moving closer than at any time in the past to that world government. Nimrod tried to do it. The ancient Persians, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, the Medes, they all tried to create a world government, and they all failed. And the Greeks tried to create a world government. And suddenly, Alexander the Great wanted to rule the whole world. He failed. And then, of course, we know that Hitler wanted to rule the world, and Napoleon wanted to rule the world, and suddenly the communists want to rule the world. But the communists actually are being funded from the United States. They always have been. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. And you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. Why do you read my book? Because we'll take you into the background of how wealthy people in the United States funded communism. It was to be a great diversion. So we have our attention focused overseas as we centralize power with the federal government in Washington, D.C., here in the United States. And the fact that nobody tells the American people that is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. So we ask you, of course, to go to our website, radioliberty.com, take advantage of the material that's there. And then we ask you, of course, to suddenly again, on my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and the book, The New Media Monopoly, pardon me, The New Media Monopoly, going into how the media in America is controlled. And then, of course, we hope that if you're in a position financially to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or contributors with a gift, or certainly to utilize the health products or the other products that we carry. We carry a line of soap products. Why do we carry them? To help finance what we're doing. And then please, our number 1-800-544-8888.